This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. And today we're going to tee off on discussions by Janet Yellen yesterday about discussions about government debt being unsustainable. And it's sort of a rich set of comments because Secretary Yellen has for the last several months been so pro anything the Biden administration does, including spending, including saying inflation's transitory, including all kinds of comments that don't resonate for those of us that believe in fiscal constraint. So suddenly she's now talking about government spending being unsustainable. We couldn't agree with that concept more on so many different levels. First, the more the government spends, the harder it is to contain the inflation that Chairman Powell is trying so hard to contain at the Fed. So you've got this sort of the government moving in very opposite directions. The Congress continues to spend like sort of, you know, not like drunken sailors, but pretty darn close. And at the same time, Chairman Powell's trying to bring into control the monetary supply. You can't do that if the government keeps on printing money and letting go of debt. Then you've got Secretary Yellen for the first time, I think, in this administration ever, sending an ominous sign about government debt and how bad it is. I wish she had said that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, but was so busy catering to a political constituency that didn't do so. I mean, the politics in these key offices has become somewhat obscene. You ended up at a spot where Chairman Powell, for example, probably kept rates lower for longer than he should have, based a little bit on political pressure from Trump, from Biden and others, and then ended up way behind the eight ball. You've got Secretary Yellen, who did just an absolutely awful job of talking about constraint in spending, probably in part because of so much pressure from the Biden administration to support narratives from the left that we need more government spending to give relief to different people. I mean, this concept of spending $800 billion or so, or $1 trillion, and calling it the Inflation Reduction Act is almost larceny to the American people. It is what it is. And what's really happened is you've got two political parties that seem to be so out of touch with day-to-day Americans, people, business, everybody, that they're both on their own narratives and making no sense to me. And that's why even though you've got this craziness on the economic side from the Democrats, the Republicans don't stand poised to win a lot this fall because both sides are doing a horrible job of appealing to people, at least people in the center, in a rational, reasonable way. We definitely agree with Treasury Secretary Yellen that the government spending is unsustainable and in an awful situation. We're just disappointed it took her until the panic button hit the panic button until well after the government had approved all these new spending plans of almost $1 trillion plus. We find it to be despicable that the politics of all this, that she held off until after the spending was already out of the bag, until it's already gone. Then she comments, so she could say in history 20 years from now, see, I told you it's not sustainable, but did nothing to stop it while it was going on. It's almost despicable behavior to me. In any event, thank you for listening. I apologize for a little bit of a political diatribe in here, but I've really come to the conclusion that both on the right and the left, our politicians are so out of touch with our needs that it's just despicable. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Text me at 773-766-5322 if you hate or love this discussion. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Thank you very much.